And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on this, the first Sunday after Christmas. My name is Darlene Schwenk, and I will be leading you this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope you feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our order of worship is a special worship service of lessons.
Good morning, everybody. Hopefully you can hear me okay. I was having a little bit of issue with the mic yesterday, but I think we got it figured out now, so it should be good. My name's Rod Lorenz. For those of you who don't know me, I will be filling in for Pastor Galen today. As always, it is great and an honor for me to worship with you. I hope your time here at St. John's is meaningful to you as we worship together. This Sunday, we will be following along in our worship bulletins. Little different setup today, as we're following the first Sunday of Christmas. So we're not going to be exactly doing the normal structure of service that we normally would. We're going to try to take some time and just be comfortable and relaxed, as we all, I think, can more or less relate to the busyness and the stress of the holiday season and dealing with all the hustle bustle that sometimes we don't necessarily get to reflect on the holiday season. So what I'd like to do today, I always kind of like the weekend following Christmas to just get comfortable, relax, reflect on the Christ story, you know, the blessing that was given to us in our lives. I think, you know, as I look at it, the best way to reflect on this week is for any of you who've had a child or gone through the process of having a baby. And I know for me, my brother-in-law just 2 weeks ago had his first child. So to me, this week is that time when you finally get out of the hospital, you're back at home, and you find yourself in that comfortable chair holding that precious miracle, looking down and seeing how innocent and peaceful they are. So to me, that's kind of the feeling I get this week, to just take a little bit of time and reflect and look back. As we go through, we'll go through the Christmas story with a number of readings and prayers and hymns, but we'll just take that little bit of time, and hopefully we can find that peace in our hearts to realize how blessed we are for the gift of that baby that was given to us. So we'll be following along in our worship bulletins. An unbelievable amount of thanks to Joe Momont, who's up in the choir loft for us playing the organ. I received a call from Lois last night at about 10 o'clock that she was in the hospital from about 5 o'clock dealing with an illness. The good news is it's acute bronchitis, I guess, if that's good news. I mean, but it's not. She didn't have the flu. They were thinking it might have been a blood clot or something like that. So the bad news for her, she got home at about 4:30 this morning. So right now she's getting some rest. So we'll keep her in our thoughts and prayers. But special thanks to Joe for filling in at last minute's notice. So we'll do the best we can. So bear with us. I think we'll be fine. I know I'm in good hands with him. So we'll do what we can. So, but we'll follow along in the bulletin as it's printed before you. At this Christmas tide, let it be our care and delight to attend once more to the story told of one who's born on this earth, who ministered to the poor, the rejected, and the brokenhearted, who died speaking truth and power, and whose death signified not the end, but a transformation to all who confess him as Lord. Let us recall this original blessing imparted to us, that we are created by God and in need of his grace because of our sinfulness. Let us ponder anew God's promise to Noah and all creation to be present with us, and let us rejoice in the birth of the long-awaited Messiah, who has fulfilled God's promises. May the much-loved words and songs of this season fill us body and soul, giving us hope and helping us respond to that great plea that permeates this season. for peace. Peace on earth and goodwill to all. Please stand as we sing the opening hymn, Joy to the World, hymn number 53.
Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, Joy to the World, hymn number 53 in Lutheran worship.
For the future and the strength to carry on because Jesus is born. Today we have peace in our hearts, our souls, and our minds because Jesus is born. Today we rejoice because God's promises to save us are fulfilled because Jesus is born. Today we remember how God's love took on flesh and bone because Jesus was born. Today we celebrate the coming of God's kingdom to earth because Jesus is born. Today we celebrate the kingdom yet to come because Jesus is born. Joy to the world. A Savior is born to us. Glory to God in the highest heaven. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Loving God, open our hearts and minds to the truth made manifest in Christ, that you are with us. May the simple beauty of the birth of Jesus summon us always to love what is most deeply human and to see your love reflected in those whose lives we touch. May the testimony of creation in the stable animals and the very heavens summon us to cherish all life and to see your goodness in the beauty of this earth. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us now sing the hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. Hymn number 41 is printed in the blue hymnals, verses 1 through 3. You may have a seat.
Join us now as we sing the hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, hymn number 41, verses 1 through 3. verses 1 to 3 in Lutheran Worship.
Sin's consequence.
The
first reading is from Genesis chapter
3,
verses 8
through
15 and 17
through
19. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you walking in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman who you gave to me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all the animals and among all the wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree which I commanded you, you should not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Confession of sin. Beloved is the Lord. Let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. to grant us forgiveness. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for this, and I pray you with boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Let us continue with O Come, Emmanuel. That's hymn number 31. We'll sing verses 1 through 4.
This is your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
Assurance of good news. The second reading is from Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 through 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessings for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll continue with hymn, Comfort, Comfort These My People. That's hymn number 28, verses 1 and 2.
Please join us now as we sing the hymn number 28 in Lutheran Book of Worship.
Promise of redemption and restoration. The third reading is from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole as the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. This is the word of the Lord. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God, and he bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ. God's angel appears to Mary. The fourth reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord. Most High God, with you nothing is impossible. Through Mary you gave birth to your realm of endless glory in your Son, Jesus Christ. In the Holy Spirit's power, fill us with new life and hope that we, like Mary, might be your servants, bearing witness to the promise of your word through Jesus Christ, who is coming to reign. Amen. We'll continue now with the hymn that's printed in your bulletin below.
Please join us now as we sing the hymn, "The Angel Gabriel from Heaven Came."
God's promises came to pass. The fifth reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world shall be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house of the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and swaddled him and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In your good time, your Son came from heaven above to be our Savior and Redeemer. In the simplest and humblest of settings, love came down to be with us. Help us to make room in our hearts and minds each day that our lives might be shaped by his presence, promises, grace, mercy, and love, that together we might be loved for others. Amen. We'll continue with the hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, hymn number 60, verses 1, 2, and 4. Good news for the lowly. The sixth reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah of the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Loving God, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels and the gladness of the shepherds. Fill us with overflowing with joy, that we might ponder anew the gift of your Son and his word of promise for our lives. It's this certainty of good news that makes all the difference for our lives. Fear can give way to gladness and peace that knows no end. Amen. We'll continue with Angels We Have Heard on High, hymn number 55.
Please join us now as we sing the hymn, Angels We Have Heard on High, hymn number 55 in Lutheran worship.
Became flesh. The seventh reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and a life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
O
God, you revealed your good news in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, who made his dwelling among us. Fill all creation with his presence. Direct hearts and our minds to your word, that the darkness of this world might be overcome by the light of the world, Jesus. Send your spirit upon each of individually and as a community of faith, that we might be your incarnate presence in our homes, our congregation, and our communities. Empower us to be the salt and light, light for the world to see, a city built on a hill that cannot be hidden. Amen. We'll now continue with the offering, and as the offerings are brought forward, I invite you to stand.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by the people of St. John's in thanksgiving for 2019 and for blessings for the new year ahead.
Please stand. Your true light has come into the world, the light that enlightens everyone, the light that enlivens us. Accept these gifts, signs of our inexpressible gratitude, and help us to reflect your grace in this world. Through Jesus Christ, the light, our Lord. Amen.
Please join us now as we sing the doxology, hymn number 461 in Lutheran worship.
Today we also include as well as Lois and the sickness that she's dealing with. Betty Wilson was called home to the Lord December 26th this past week. Betty is a longtime member here at St. John's, and I believe she actually even worked in our office for a period. We also ask that you include John Durso in your prayers, who's dealing with some medical issues. And we're also praying for Rudy Tishy's sister, Rose. For those of you who don't know, Rudy is one of our Saturday musicians. So we ask that you keep them in your prayers as well. God of light and love, on the holy night of your son's birth, you pierced the darkness of this world with the radiance of your son, the light of the world. May your word of compassion and reconciliation resound in us and through us. God of love, grant our prayer. On the holy night of your son's birth, angels proclaim the peace of the unconquered son of righteousness. Strengthen all who work for peace and justice, God of love, grant our prayer. On the holy night of your Son's birth, he came to us as a child, cradled in a borrowed bed of straw, as there was no room in the inn. Open our hearts to the needs of the homeless and hungry. God of love, grant our prayer. On the holy night of your Son's birth, shepherds and outcasts heard your good news. Give us grace to spread your gospel of joy and to all the ends of the earth. God of love, on the holy night of your Son's birth, with living word leap down from shedding light on all who dwell in the darkness and the shadow of death. Give strength and peace to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, especially those that we named and those that are in our hearts and our minds. God of love, hear our prayer. On the holy night of your Son's birth, heaven and earth embraced, and in Jesus, you gave us power to be your children. We give you thanks for all who have gone before us in the faith. May we, like them, remain faithful to the mystery of the Word made flesh and live in your eternal light. God of love, hear our prayer. Hear these prayers we bring to you and fulfill your purposes in us in the name of Jesus, your incarnate Word. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Amen. And let us now pray together as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our closing hymn is Go Tell It on the Mountain, hymn number 504 in Lutheran Worship.
We'll continue with the hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain, hymn number 504.
Oh,
reflect and find peace in the story of Jesus and him coming as a baby. You can have a seat for a second. I just have one quick announcement. I was informed, and it's an important announcement. The poinsettias, if you purchased a poinsettia, it is very important that we pick it up and take it home with you today, because I was informed they will not be watered, so they will not look lovely like they do right now. So please, if you did purchase a poinsettia this year, which beautified the church unbelievably, I do have a clipboard up here. If you would just cross off your name that we knew you took them, and we do have the bags here that you can put the poinsettias in and take them with you as you go. And also, I think they're out in the sanctuary. Your offering envelopes are out there on the table. If you haven't picked them up, you can find them out there for you. Keep walking and looking, and eventually you'll find them. The church is beautiful, so make sure you experience the whole thing today. We have a little time, so make your way. That's all I've got. Again, special thanks to Joe. I appreciate your help. You did a fantastic job as always. I'm sure I was sweating it more than you, so thank you. Anything else for the good of the group? Well, Merry Christmas to all of you, and even though they stopped playing Christmas music on the radios, I think we all know that Christmas is not over. So I hope you all had a very blessed Christmas, and I wish the best of the new year to you as well. So go in peace, serve the Lord.
This is your announcer, Darlene Schwenk, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.